It's time. I just want to list names. Give me name. Give me some names to start this.
You want the 92 roster?
I want the 92 roster. This is how we're starting this. This is the Matt Men Royal Rumble pre-show. I'm Andrew Zarin. I'm joined by Rich Stambulian. Oh, you're not Rich.
Hey, guys.
You're not Rich.
How you doing, Coco?
Coco, hi, how are
everybody?
You?
People who were fans of the GFK Network years ago know who Coco is.
Yes.
You haven't been on the air in many years.
All two of them.
Guys, we will be taking your phone calls for the next hour or so on this Royal Rumble pre-show. If you're watching this live on Facebook, on any of our providers that we're on, go to gfqlive.tv, join the chat room, interact with the audience. We're going to be taking your phone calls at the GFQ hotline. I have a couple of people calling in. Bob's going to be calling in. Derek from Overstyle Podcast is going to be calling in. And a whole bunch of other people. Before we go into the actual Rumble, I want to enjoy this. We have the 92, the old school Royal Rumble theme going, and I just want you to nicely, Coco, give me some names, and I'm going to announce it in a Royal Rumble style.
Okay. British Bulldog.
The British Bulldog, Davey Boy Smith.
Ted DiBiase.
The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
Ric Flair.
The real world champion, Ric Flair.
Jerry Sags.
Nasty Boy Sags.
Haku. Shawn Michaels.
One half of the Rockers, Shawn Michaels.
Tito Santana.
He doesn't care about Tito. If you ever notice that, he doesn't say he says the El Matador. That's it. He doesn't care.
The El Matador.
Here we go.
Barbarian.
The Barbarian.
The Texas Tornado. The Repo Man. Greg Valentine.
Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Nikolai Volkov. Big Boss Man.
He wanted too much money for SummerSlam, pal.
Hercules. Roddy Piper. Jake Roberts.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
Jim Duggan.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan. 1988 winner of the Royal Rumble, pal. Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Erwin R. Scheisse.
IRS.
Jimmy Snuka.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Alleged murderer.
Yeah. The Undertaker. Randy Savage.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
The Berserker.
Virgil.
Colonel Mustafa.
Rick Martel.
Hulk Hogan.
Guys, we are going to be live for the next hour. We're going to be taking your phone calls now, going down the Royal Rumble card, and a whole lot more. If you're watching this live after the Royal Rumble, we will be back doing Matt Men After Dark. Now, Coco, you have never been here for Matt Men After Dark.
I've never been here before, but I've never in my entire life watched wrestling. But
never.
People tell me that John Cena's the guy.
He's such a Cena mark. It's amazing.
So I decided to buy a shirt and, you know, act like I know what I'm talking about.
Cool. You're wearing a Cena shirt. It's fine. I will be in my tights in a little bit.
Honestly, I had no idea I was going to be on the air with you tonight. This was just to hang out.
You walk around like a Cena mark every day.
Yeah, I actually wore this hat into Rite Aid. Dude's like,
yeah. And you're down about 75 pounds, so people really cannot see you now.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Guys, taking your phone calls now. If you want, call in. Call in. Bob, you were on hold first, so call in first, and then we'll go down the list. This is going to be a great... I'm excited about this Royal Rumble because it is actually one of the few that you really cannot predict who will win. There is a whole list of people that are, I guess, favorites to win this.
Okay.
And I want to hear from all of you. I want to get your opinions as to who you think will win this year's Royal Rumble, which you're looking forward to. We'll also talk about NXT TakeOver from last night. But let's start off with Bob. Bob, you're on the line.
Hello, Andrew. Hello, Coco. Hello, all Americans across the world and on the ships at sea.
Ah, welcome in, pal.
Thank you so much, pal.
Did you enjoy my rundown of the 92 Rumble?
It was terrific, although I wish you could have thrown in people like Liberace and Carrie Fisher.
The original Jedi, Carrie Fisher. Liberace. The on fire. Flaming. Flamboyant.
The flaming.
He would have been the flamboyant Liberace.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, exactly. Liberace being part of WrestleMania was so bizarre. I still cannot understand how he got tied into this.
There's it so was many. Just, let's find celebrities and let's just, find ones that are cheap.
He was a gay dude that played music. That's what he did, right?
Kind of dressed like Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Kind of dressed up like Ric Flair, yeah. Perfect. Exactly what you wanted
for
wrestling.
Go.
It's exactly
for
wrestling.
There you go, guys.
There you go.
Just pin him. Huh? Just pin him, please.
Is that what he was saying? I hope he was. I bring
no, I don't know what he was saying.
He said, put your body on mine and pin me to the ground.
And pin me to the ground. Bob, what are you looking forward to? This is an awesome Rumble, so I'm excited for this.
It's an awesome Rumble. You know what? I'm looking forward to the card from top to bottom. There are five absolutely fabulous matches on this card in addition to the Rumble. I'm thinking we're going to get – of course, it's early in the year, so match of the year candidates, right? I think that Cena and John and AJ Styles is going to tear the house down.
Oh. Yeah,
they're going to burn that place to the ground.
You know, they have some time. From what I heard, there's about eight matches with the Rumble. Set for the actual Royal Rumble. I don't know if that includes the pre-show. I forgot if that included the pre-show match. But it's going to be a very long card. You have a two-hour pre-show. Show starts at 7 to 11. So that's 4.
Oh, it is 7. Okay,
7,
all right.
8, 9, 10, 11. That's 4 hours. Plus, I heard they're going over by like 25, 30 minutes. So
wow.
This possibly will be a very, very long Royal Rumble. They're going to give Cena Styles a lot of time. A lot of time. And I don't know who. It all comes down to who's number one. You know, if you get a number one, if you get like Brock Lesnar being number one, he may break the record for longest, I guess, Royal Rumble, right? He could possibly break it if he's number one and he wins it.
You think he'll make it out?
Well, now there are a lot of rumors as to who's winning it. Bob posted in the Mattman group on Facebook some of the odds.
Okay.
Potential spoilers.
I don't like to look at those, man. It's still real to me, man.
I like to look at all of them. but it's interesting that the odds have shifted a little bit over the last couple of days. But again, those odds could mean very little. I've seen, you know, betting odds for wrestling in the past, and they have been wrong many times. So I'm not sticking to it. I have heard who will win. I'm not going to spoil it. I'm not going to allude to it. I'm not going to hint at it at all. But there's a lot of things that are being moved around here right now. A lot of moving parts.
Typically with the betting on the British sites, it's not so much the odds as it's the late money that comes in. It's the money that comes in the last hour before the event.
How do you think that works? Do you think it's somebody from the back that's like, I want to make a couple
bucks? Leak. Yeah, somebody gets a leak and they make a little couple bucks. And, you know, I'm surprised that they allow betting on events like this because
you can bet on anything at this point.
Yeah, you can bet on whether Andrew's going to take a drink during the Royal Rumble. Ah, that's a given.
I did just take a pill. I just took a gimmick. So, to get me going for this party. I am not drinking, though, by the way. This is coffee in here.
It's
not even tea. Irish. It's not even
it's
Irish.
Decaffeinated tea.
It's decaf. Last night, actually, what did we drink? Coco came over for NXT Takeover.
Yes,
what did I have?
We had a
sleepy
lovely,
time tea.
Lovely cup of sleepy time.
Yeah,
tea.
We had a lovely cup of sleepy time.
I had the
time
blueberry.
This is what
it's
happens.
Quite delicious.
This is how
yeah,
I watch
nothing
wrestling.
Nothing goes better with wrestling than a nice cup of hot tea.
Yeah, just you know, put you in
a
the
little
mood.
Celestial.
Yeah, put you right to bed. And afterwards, I watch Adventure Time on Cartoon Network.
Did you really?
I did. I watched like 10 episodes of it.
Oh man, I went home and just played video games.
No, I was so wrestlinged out. So, Bob, I mean, you've been following this stuff for a while. Who do you think, in your opinion, forget about the odds? Who first of all, who do you think is going to win, and who do you want there? Who do you want to win this year?
I would love to see a guy like Bray Wyatt win, because that would mean an elevation of Wyatt that's long overdue, in my opinion. I don't expect it to be any of the big, it's not going to be The Undertaker. It's not going to be Lesnar. It's not going to be Goldberg. You know, it's going to be somebody that we hate because that's the way it always works.
You know, sometimes I really hope.
One prediction I will make is that whoever wins the Rumble, the IWC community will hate it.
Oh, no, they're going to no, whoever wins this Rumble, they're going to hate it. You know what I really want Vince to do one day? I really want Vince to just be like, F it. Right? Hogan, you're coming in number 30 with six guys in the ring. and it's going to be the internet's favorite. Give me like six guys everybody loves.
Yeah.
Finn Balor,
Daniel Bryan.
I want Finn Balor, Daniel Bryan.
Tyson Kidd.
Give me like internet darlings. Oh God,
Kenny Omega.
There you go.
AJ Styles.
That's it. Perfect. And Hogan is the sixth guy in, and I just want him to just go like this, and they all fall out of the ring, and he wins the Rumble. Just so people can lose their minds.
Yeah.
I really genuinely hope that happens one day. Hunter might be in the Rumble. There's seven spots that have not been announced for.
I see eight.
James Ellsworth's going to get one of them, so just mark it down to seven.
Do you think he's going to have the shortest run in the Rumble?
He might not even get onto the mat. Yeah, he might be thrown over the rope before he gets to the ring.
Who do you want to eliminate James Ellsworth?
The Undertaker.
Yeah. So, you know what? That
it's
is the moment
be
that I want.
A closer there.
There you go.
Okay,
you have to have closer there.
There's one moment I'm hoping for the Rumble. Undertaker comes in, bunch of jabronis in a ring, cleans it out. Yeah. The music hits James Ellsworth, and you have that face, that like the face to face,
the worst face in wrestling history.
To the Undertaker, it's like his face to his belly button,
right? Yeah,
and
that would be awesome.
Undertaker just kills him.
Yeah.
The other one I'd love to see would be like Goldberg get announced at like number six, goes through a bunch of guys, and then gets kicked out, and then Brock Lesnar comes in. Yeah. So the Lesnar Goldberg thing,
still
they tease it, and then it never happens.
They didn't touch. You know, I love it when they do that. There's so much value in these guys not touching sometimes. I think they've done Goldberg, Lesnar really well.
Yeah.
And then The Undertaker coming in at the end of Raw really helped. Hello. You want to come say hi? Come here. Okay, everybody. Taylor, come say hi. She has really red cheeks because she has her teeth
very
coming in.
Red cheeks.
Say hi to Bob. She's very excited for the Royal Rumble.
Hi, sweetie.
Kayla's very, very excited for the Rumble. You know who she wants to win?
The Undertaker.
The Undertaker. No. She's not an Undertaker fan.
No.
Huge.
Sami Zayn.
No, 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 no.
Charlotte.
No, 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 no. Take a guess, Coco.
All right, hold on a second.
Nia Jax.
Who's in the Rumble?
Yeah.
Rusev.
Huge Rusev fan.
Huge Rusev fan.
Loves him.
Could see it all over her
the Bulgarian brute. I think this year's Rumble is going to be, you know, and also the other thing is there's so many big names in this one, right? Like, I can't think of a year, a previous year, that had Brock Lesnar, Bill Goldberg, The Undertaker, possibly Finn Balor, possibly Triple H, including everybody else, and all the special spoilers in there, mm-hmm. all the special guys, you know, the returning vets.
Right.
This is a very, it's almost like a video games version, you know, like you're playing 2K17 and then you unlock all these legends and now they're
you
in
just
there.
Throw them all in the
so
Rumble. Yeah.
It's so funny. It's like a fan fiction e-fed for, you know, the video game.
Right.
You know, I'm going to have Brock Lesnar.
I just rolled a 20. Brock wins.
Yeah. Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker and Bill Goldberg and Triple H in the 2017 Royal Rumble. Can you imagine? Think about, go back 10 years, right? 10 years ago. Bob, I mean, you've been a wrestling fan for many, 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 many years, and you follow a lot of the Mid-Atlantic stuff, the
10.
Southern stuff, the Mid, you know, all that stuff. If you go back to 10 years ago and you say it and you think about this and you follow wrestling very much like I do, you're somewhat of a historian, you know, a lot of the older guys, the Memphis guys, and I totally appreciate that, by the way, that you are into this stuff. Derek, by the way, another one, he's into the, you know, the Memphis stuff. You look back and you say, look at all these names. Could you imagine from 2007 to now that Brock Lesnar, Bill Goldberg, Triple H, and The Undertaker are four major players in the 2017 Royal Rumble?
Yeah, well, you know, can you imagine a talent level, if you go back 10 years, that even comes close to what's in this Royal Rumble?
No.
I mean,
and
this
and the
just
current
goes
roster.
To show you how much the roster – yeah, with the current rosters, people always complain about how there's not a lot of talent, but it's a very deep – when you go 30 deep and you've got 10 guys that could conceivably win this without even batting an eye at saying, well, that's an interesting story.
Yeah.
You know, you have 10 guys that can win this, and no one would say, I can't believe that would even happen.
Yeah, you know what? Let's talk about that, though. 10 guys that could possibly win, right? You got Brock Lesnar, possibly could win it. Bill Goldberg. I mean, realistically, I'm not going based on, you know, spoilers, but, like, these are 10 guys that are positioned to possibly really win this thing. Brock Lesnar,
right. Goldberg,
Bill Goldberg,
Lesnar,
Undertaker, Randy Orton.
Let's say Wyatt.
Maybe right. Finn Balor shows up and wins it. Maybe Samoa Joe could win it.
You think Big Show?
No. Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman, another one. Yeah.
These are all major. That happening, yeah.
And probably a couple more.
They could
more.
Bring Baron Corbin in. Not that I think Corbin would win, but you know he's got that. He won the Andre the Giant thing, right, blah, 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 and go with that.
It's amazing.
You know, Kane will be one of them. Kane's got to come out there.
Kane's going to come out.
Oh, man. That'd be sick.
Who do you think that the special guys are going to be? Like, you're going to get two guys, like veterans at least, right? Two non-announced people that are currently not around,
like
veterans.
Like Tatanka, you mean? Like something like that?
Yeah, yeah. Like a Tatanka, Coco.
That'd be funny. Just out of nowhere.
He was in the Battle Royale.
Kevin Von Erich limps in.
Kevin Von Erich's going to come in, yeah.
Wasn't he in it like last year, Tatanka?
Tatanka was in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Was that it?
Something like that.
I remember he walked in.
You know what? It's
went right out.
Interesting because if you look at San Antonio wrestling, Texas, the guys that are there are that you'd name as big stars are all older guys. He'd be like, oh, it's Tully Blanchard.
Tully Blanchard's
60 something.
You get the Funks. Maybe you get a Terry Funk appearance. No, he's Amarillo. But I mean, that's still
Tammy was.
Yeah, that
would
work.
Still Texas, but yeah. Right. You know, Shawn Michaels would be the only one that you could possibly imagine.
You know what? If we were to take odds right now.
I would say 1,000 to 1 Shawn Michaels showing up.
You know what? If we were to take bets, I would bet that Shawn Michaels is showing up and he's in the Rumble.
Well, he's the host tonight, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he the host? Well,
he's the pre-show host, isn't he?
No, I think he's entering in the Rumble.
He might be. I mean,
I think you're going to hear the music and that building is going to explode. By the way,
yeah, hell yeah.
45,000. Legit tickets is what I have heard.
Okay.
Sold for this.
All right.
I'm curious as what the papered number is.
Probably 10,000 more on top of that.
Probably 10,000 more. So what they had announced 60,000 for the 97 Rumble. Hale's pressing the buttons here. Booker T. 50, maybe Booker
55.
T.
Yeah, Booker T. Yeah, he's out of Houston. So that's a possibility.
Yeah. Taylor, who do you think is going to be
all right.
Booker T? Yeah, she's a big
Booker T fan.
All right, well, you got other callers, so I'm going to let you go
let
and
me take
get
some
to
calls.
The next person
Bob,
on
are you going to call in for the After Dark show?
I don't know. It's kind of past my bedtime. I'm an old guy.
That
means
it's
past
a lot of people's bedtime. All right. All right, thank you for the call, Bob.
Peace out.
Coco, what are you looking forward to?
I mean, obviously the Rumble. I mean, I think it's going to be great. You know, I'm looking forward to the John Cena AJ Styles match than anything, because the way it's been built up for the past few weeks, especially the last SmackDown, was one of the greatest like interactions between the two guys. You know, they really gave it to each other. And I thought,
by the way, I know Derek was trying to call. Derek, call in. There he goes. Actually, let me take this.
You know, I mean, it's you know, I know you hate me for saying this, but I definitely want to see Bayley fight tonight. I want to see her win against Charlotte. The Kevin Owens Roman Reigns match, like, you know,
you don't like Kevin Owens because you fat shame him now that you're losing weight.
It's not even about that. I don't know, it's going to be an interesting match with Chris Jericho hanging over the mat, hanging over the ring the whole fight. You know,
he's a sexy pinata. That's what he said.
It's like what could possibly happen there?
Let's take this call. Carl, you're on the air.
What is up?
Derek from the Oversell Podcast. How you doing, Derek?
Woo! I'm pumped up. Rumble. It's my favorite pay-per-view of the year. Do we call them pay-per-view still? What do
they're,
we call
they're,
them now?
They're pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not fun to just call it special wrestling event.
Yeah, it's a special event is not as cool as a pay-per-view.
Exactly.
Hey, what did you guys think of NXT last night?
I loved it.
It's great.
Very good show.
Definitely a good show.
Top to bottom. Great show. If Ty Dillinger's not in the Rumble at 10 tonight, I'm going to be really upset.
He has to be in it, right? You know what, though? They'll maybe mess with somebody and put him in at number like 6.
Right.
He's like,
or 11.
Or number 11,
Vince would do it at 11 just to say he did and
I
laugh
got the
it.
Marks. I got him, pal. You saw the look on their stupid faces.
Chant 10 at that, pal.
Yeah, 11.
Let's see them say 11 now.
11. I got an 11 for you. I got two fingers right here, pal.
That's how they're going to do it, too. Yeah. That's how the crowd does it. 11, 11.
Yeah. He's going to do it, I'm telling you.
It's going to be a thing now.
Vince at Gorilla. I would love – forget about the WWE Network, right? I would rather have – I would rather pay $30 a month. Taylor does not like the shot. I would rather have pay $30 a month and just have a camera on Vince in Gorilla of him just sitting there and just mumbling to himself like a psychopath.
Yeah. Or mumbling to Michael Roman Cole. Reigns. I would love to be able to like hack in and hear what actual Cole is saying to Vince.
Poor
Vince
Michael
Cole.
Poor Michael Cole.
You know, and the UK tournament is perfect example of he's a good commentator when he's not.
Oh my God, he's so good when he. Yeah, I mean the Japan show that they did where Michael Cole called it, and the UK stuff. He's been phenomenal, very good. When Michael Cole is allowed to kind of work the way he wants to work, he's so good.
Yeah, but when you have this in your ear, talk about the striations.
Oh, make sure you bring up the network, pal, and the 3 months free.
Vince, I'm calling the match. Talk about the network.
Vince, there's a match going on in the ring. So mention the toys that are going on sale tomorrow.
Make sure the Shark Tank toy exclusively at Walmart.
Mention DDP yoga. I love that stuff.
Poor Michael Cole, right? Like, he has to talk about that. He has to talk about that.
Make sure you talk about the Moolah DVD that we're putting out.
We're in the main event for the world title, Vince.
Talk about the DVD.
Don't forget to mention the longest episodic show week to week.
Make sure you mention that this is the longest episodic television show of all time by 45 times. You only said it 44 times.
We got to do another Raw recap.
We need another Raw recap. It's amazing. I mean, but Michael Cole was great. So, first of all, everybody's going to be working hard tonight. This is the first pay-per-view after the Dome show. The UK show was great. So, these guys are going to be working very, very hard. I would be very surprised if it was not a good show, no matter what the internet says.
Right.
Taylor, what do you have to say about this? She's ready. There you go. Thank you. She was ready. I think that it'll be a really – who do you think is going to win the Rumble? Let me ask you that first.
I've got my money on Finn Balor. I think he's a return. There's a story already there. You just have to commit to it. He's going back for a title that he never lost, and he's going to get it through the Royal Rumble.
You think he's cleared? You think he's coming back?
I think he's coming back tonight.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
I don't like the tone of your voice.
No, I'm not. There's no tone at all. I'm just curious because I have not heard anything other than he was taking his medicals a couple days ago. What do you think of Kurt Angle? You think he's coming?
Man, I'd love to see it. You know, he had an interview, I think, this past week that says he was not going to be part of the Rumble.
But a lot of people say that.
Yeah, I have a huge feeling that was just a smokescreen. And actually, I put a picture in the Facebook group of Kenny Omega at the Royal Rumble. I don't know if you saw it.
At the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, he's at the Royal Rumble pinball machine.
Oh, the pinball machine. Yes, I did see this. In the Royal... He technically is...
He's at the Royal Rumble pinball machine.
In Chile, might I add. He's in Chile. So you will not... Unless he has... He also has the... What is that? What is that sound?
Sounds like either a blender or a vacuum. I think it's a blender.
You think it's a blender?
I think it's a blender. I think somebody's blending a drink.
Yeah,
I would like the intern to come and take the baby now.
Where is he?
I don't know. Somebody. One of the interns. Taylor, before you leave, you want to say something? Okay, here you go. Thank you for that visit. It was a very nice visit, Taylor. I'm looking forward to almost everything in the show. This is my favorite pay-per-view of the year. I like it more than WrestleMania.
I do too.
There's a lot of fun because I feel like with this show, you can watch it with a lot of casual fans because everybody could get into the fact that every 90 seconds, somebody comes down that's new and it's a constant reaction.
Right.
Yes. Something is constantly, it's moving fast. And almost everybody that I know that is a casual fan really enjoys the Royal Rumble. WrestleMania is its own event. It's a Super Bowl. And the event that, like, whenever I have a party, it kind of takes over the actual WrestleMania event. So it's kind of hard to gauge how it is. But with the Royal Rumble, it's actually a very enjoyable show. Everybody has fun. Everybody's eating and drinking and joking. We're betting on it. We're going to be doing our Royal Rumble bet. How are y'all doing that?
Are y'all doing like a pool or draw numbers?
I posted the link. We're doing a scorecard to make it easy because rather than the thing that sucks about the Rumble is that, listen, if you got number one or 30 or like one of those numbers, there's a good chance that you might win. And it kind of sucks for the person that drew like 17. So what I do is that I posted the link. Somebody on Reddit had posted this scoreboard where even if you – and it's not necessarily drawing a number. You could do that as a side bet, but it's like the entire show to keep everybody engaged.
Yeah.
Cool. So it's you know, it's a lot of fun. Last year we did it for WrestleMania. It was a lot of fun. So,
well, we're doing – I'm in a pool where we're doing a point system just for the Rumble to where, you know, you get 1 point for every elimination your guy gets. You get 2 points if it takes more than one person to eliminate the guy. Yeah. So it's not just going to be your guy wins the Rumble. It's how you do with the points. And, of course, when I got my numbers, I got probably the three crappiest numbers you can get in the Rumble. I got 3, 9, and 19, three of the most.
Three's not bad. Ric Flair won at number three.
Three's not bad. Last year, AJ Styles, you know, debuted at three, so who knows what. And when that happened, I remember jumping off my couch, and one of my buddies who's a casual wrestling fan was like, oh, my God, you're going nuts. It's like, dude, it's AJ fucking Styles.
How could you not? I mean, everybody popped for that.
I did. I had a buddy at the show, and he said the place was just going crazy when he came out.
All right, let's go down the card. Derek, you're going to join me in this, right?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
So there are three pre-show matches tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 matches on the main card. The first pre-show match, Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax in a singles match. No stipulation, regular old match. I predict Sasha Banks wins this one. Anybody else going with this?
I took Nia Jax.
You take Nia. How about you, Coke?
I would say Sasha also.
You say Sasha. Okay, the second pre-show match for the WWE Raw Tag Team title. Cesaro and Sheamus versus Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson. I think that Gallows and Anderson may win this one.
I think so, too. I think this is going to be like, you know, one of those like where, you know, it becomes like a fight between Cesaro and Sheamus.
Because the WrestleMania match is Cesaro versus Sheamus.
What's that?
The Mania match is going to be Sheamus versus Cesaro.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think you know, the way Sheamus has been acting towards Cesaro lately, I think it's going to, like, blow up between the two of them. And they're going to bring it to the Rumble when they're both in it at the same time. And they're going to fight and it's going to become a big thing. And, you know,
yeah,
like you said, probably bring it to Mania after the Rumble.
Derek, how about you?
I took the club.
You took the club. Okay. Six women tag team match. You have Becky Lynch and Nikki Bella and Naomi versus Alexa Bliss, Mickie James and Natalya. The heels win this one.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it doesn't make sense to bring Mickie James and have her lose her first pay-per-view match back. So I'll go with the heels.
I
want to say getting to see Mickie James unmasked live on SmackDown Live a couple weeks was so much fun.
Oh, yeah, because it was in Memphis.
Yeah, it was so much better. That cage match was, as far as a live crowd goes, was better for a cage match live. I don't know if it came across well on TV, but it came across great.
I love that they did a cage match in Memphis. You know, you got to have a cage match in Memphis. You have to. That's where you do it.
Oh, man, I could tell you the stories.
Let's see what else we have here. If I could.
Rich Swann versus Neville.
Yes, Rich Swann versus Neville. Neville wins this.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay.
Neville wins this.
I don't know. I'm kind of leaning toward Rich Swann.
You think Rich Swann?
Yeah.
I got Swann, too.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to go with Neville on this.
I'm going to go with Swann.
Charlotte versus Bayley for the women's title.
Charlotte.
I say Charlotte as well. You want Bayley.
I want Bayley, but I...
You like her butt. She got a big butt. You're
like
into her butt.
She's adorable. Like,
I've said this before. Keychain. I never want to see her in a mini skirt ever.
Okay, I want you
She's cute. Yeah. She's she's like this cute girl. She's
right.
Pretty. I don't want to sex her up.
Right.
I don't want to sex her up ever.
Don't want to see her on a cover of Maxim.
Nope. I don't want to see her on a cover of Maxim. I don't want to see her in a bikini.
FHO.
I don't want her. I don't want to ever see her in a bikini.
You keep her clean.
You keep her clean, damn it. Let's see what else. Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns for the Universal title. Chris Jericho will be suspended in a shark tank, in a shark cage, above the ring. First of all, I hate this shark cage nonsense. Yeah, this entire thing was to sell that stupid toy that the WWE has out now.
What?
They have a ring with a shark cage. Yeah, he is a sexy pinata, and I think that comment about being a sexy pinata over the ring is the funniest thing ever. I have no idea how we came up with that. I know a writer did not come up with that because it's way too above their pay grade. I thought this was the funniest thing ever. His tweet this morning was great. Did you see it, Derek? His Instagram?
No, I have Instagram, but I don't have the acumen to actually use Instagram. So no.
Who do you guys pick? I pick Roman Reigns.
I think Jericho's going to somehow get out of that cage, and it's going to be Owens again.
Well, and going back to – this is an old Memphis wrestling thing. They've done this in Memphis before. They've suspended a man in a shark cage above a ring. Yeah. And what it was great because what he would do during the ring was toss down chains or, you know, dusty knuckles, brass knuckles, stuff like that. So there's a chance for that. And I think – did they say this is a no DQ match as well?
It has to be a no DQ match.
I think it is a no DQ match. So yeah, Jericho, you know, he could it actually opens it up to some interesting things that could happen in the match. Like
I hope that the shark cage falls and smothers Roman Reigns during the match. Just let the fall on him like a cartoon, like an anvil,
and steal his ruby red slippers,
like a Bugs Bunny cartoon, just like an anvil, and it says Acme on it.
Yeah, right.
You know, another thing I wish wrestlers would go back to is carrying foreign objects in their tights, like.
Right, like chains and stuff.
Yeah. Chains. Yeah.
I miss the Halliburton. Remember the Halliburton?
The Halliburton.
Yeah, the briefcase. That was great.
Oh,
the gimmick. The gimmick shoe. So remember about the shoe? The man just would hit you with the shoe.
You know what? Having it be that it's a no DQ match, Roman might win this one if Jericho decides to do.
I think Roman is winning.
What you say?
I've got Roman
that you've seen before.
You mean Owens?
What's that?
You mean Owens?
No, but I mean like if something's dropping and like you know Roman gets.
Oh, Roman catches it.
Right, exactly. Okay. And then, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Roman Reigns on this.
I think I'm going to go with Roman Reigns also.
The WWE Championship, AJ Styles versus John Cena. This is going for Cena's 16th championship to tie Ric Flair's record of 16 world championship. The most in the WWE.
Right.
The most that WWE recognizes, which is not actually accurate because Ric Flair, I think, has like 22. And if you were to actually count the legitimate championships, not the weird ones, you would have 18 for Ric Flair.
Okay.
Right? Am I right with that, Derek? 18?
That sounds about right to me.
18 to 22 legitimate. I think the 22 has to do with those like one-offs that they did in small towns and then they never acknowledged it. Like the Puerto Rico one is not acknowledged when you drop the title in Puerto Rico. So I got to see which ones that they are not actually counting. I'm going to go with AJ Styles here with a dusty finish.
I got Styles winning as well, but clean? I think Ric Flair's getting involved in this match to keep
to keep Cena from
taking his record.
What if we get someone like Samoa Joe that jumps in? I really think, or the club interferes. That's another possibility because remember, this is a joint pay per view.
Yeah. Right.
The club could interfere on this and cost, you know. That's also a possibility. Yeah. They have not played up the John Cena 16 time thing enough. Like, I want Ric Flair to come out there. I want this to be like this big deal. It's a major, major storyline that they're totally omitting.
Well, maybe it should be saving it for WrestleMania.
Quite possibly. AJ Styles would not be the champion at WrestleMania, let me just tell you that, going into WrestleMania.
I think he's losing Elimination Chamber?
I believe so. That is something that I think will happen. I don't know.
That's a whole other podcast.
It's quite possible that John Cena wins, too, tonight. I don't know. I have no idea. And, of course, the main event, the 30-man Royal Rumble match for a World Championship match at WrestleMania 33.
Let's do it!
I know. I have heard who's winning. I'm not gonna speculate. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna ruin it for anybody. I'm keeping that to myself. I'm not gonna say that Titus O'Neil is winning the Royal Rumble.
You know, we had. I went to a wrestling trivia this past week, and we had. It was actually a wrestling trivia rumble, and it was basically the Royal Rumble trivia. You get up, you drew a number, you got the question wrong, you got eliminated, and we all had to come up with our wrestlers' names. And some dude was Hepatitis O'Neil.
That's good.
A, B, or C? That's the question.
We didn't want to ask. We didn't want to get close to that guy.
Rich Hepatitis.
Hepatitis O'Neal. That's great.
Notice, interesting, Bob is saying, notice how they are not saying that the winner will headline the WrestleMania.
I haven't noticed that. Yeah.
Well, the thing that's going on less is Brock Lesnar and Bill Goldberg.
And Undertaker. It's going to be a triple threat.
You think so? Let's see.
Think so?
I don't know.
I think it would be.
It's wrestling. Nothing is, it's happening as we speak, so anything could happen. Finn Balor changes everything. Maybe Kurt Angle gets cleared and that changes everything. Maybe John Cena gets hurt. Maybe Undertaker can't wrestle. You know, a lot of this. Also, you also have to remember, right? Bill Goldberg and Undertaker are two guys that this could totally change depending on how they perform tonight. Undertaker just had hip surgery. Mm-hmm. He's been working out. This was a guy on crutches a couple months ago. So, you know, let's see what happens tonight with Taker. Right? Like, let's give it some time. I'm not saying he's not capable of working. He's obviously been working out in the ring. He's obviously good enough to participate in the Rumble. Right. They have Mania plans, but you don't know. It's not the same until you're in a ring. I'll tell you why. I took a couple bumps in a ring a couple times. Very different. I was dying for 2 days. Very different than actually going into a match with other people. Right, and, you know, it's like saying, like, I go in my backyard and I could hit like 4 3-pointers in a row.
Right.
But if I'm in a game, I may not get any of them. So a lot could change here.
Absolutely.
Bill Goldberg is another one, right? The only match he has really had in front of people is a minute long match with Brock Lesnar. Very smart on the WWE side to do that. Very, very smart because they're protecting the weaknesses here, right?
And let's hope they're telling this 40-year-old Goldberg. How old is Goldberg? He's like 48.
He's 49.
Something like that, somewhere in there. Can we tell him to maybe not smash your head into lockers before you go out to your shtick? Just an FYI, just a thought.
He's 50 years old. He just turned 50 a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, 50-year-olds don't need to be ramming their heads into wooden lockers
Bill
or
Goldberg
anything
was,
like that.
He was a specimen, right? This guy was a... He's a titan. he was never a great worker. He was a great character. No. He was not great on the mic. He was just impressive to look at. And you take Bill Goldberg now and you make him 50 years old. I don't know what's going to happen in that ring. Who knows? Listen, maybe he'll do it. He's like, listen, man, I got blown up. I can't do this. And that changes everything for Mania again, too. What if Brock Lesnar... Nothing is in stone. And when I say this to people, people tend not to understand that plans change. And when you have a guy like Vince McMahon and Hunter that are always trying to keep people on their toes and they're always trying to change things and make it the best possible card, from now to April, everything could change. Everything.
That's true.
Imagine if Kenny Omega came and how that was going to change everything. Right? If Kenny Omega had signed.
Let's be honest, there was never a chance that happened.
I'm going to tell you something, and people, I got so much crap for saying this, and I said, I was told from a very, very good source that Kenny Omega was going to Japan. He's one of the boys.
Right.
He's not in the WWE. This was not coming from New Japan officials. This was coming from someone that knows him, and they said he was always leaning to New Japan, and what he did, which was very smart, he worked everybody and got more money. Never going to go to the WWE. He didn't. He was not planning because him and the Bucks are a package deal. That is how they're booking themselves all around 2017. Everything that they're doing is a package deal. Right. The Bucks are not leaving New Japan until 2018. Early 2018. So they have a 1 year deal. Omega has a 1 year deal. All these guys are going to go together. They're a package deal, and there's more value in them being a package deal because of all their merch than one going to WWE. And now they can't sell those Elite shirts anymore. Yeah. They can't sell those Omega shirts anymore. Listen, man, these guys, they're making great money independently. They don't have to go to WWE. When it's time, they'll go and they'll make that extra money. They'll sit at home and then they'll retire or they'll do a couple indies and their value will go up. These are not stupid people.
I mean, this is not the territories of 1980s to where you're getting paid $20-$25 a show or whatever. Like, you know, this is a lot of money they're making, and I don't blame him for staying where he is. I mean, he did the whole NXT developmental thing, and You know, Bill DeMott had him, what, running around with a Oreo shoved up their butt carrying 300 pounds or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to – they screwed him over. Not going to do it. He's not going to do it again.
Listen, it's a very different mindset. And Kenny Omega right now, his value is in having the matches that he wants to have. I mean, this guy just had a match that he could never, ever, ever do in the WWE. Ever.
Right.
Nobody will have that match ever in the WWE. And it's not saying that WWE can't come up with a better match. Just the type of match that they had, that we will never, ever see that in this company.
And did you happen to listen to Cornette's comments on that match?
You know, listen, here's the thing about Cornette. I think he's working everybody.
I think he's so far stuck to where wrestling has to be what it was when he was running things, and like any other TV show, it has to change because you're trying to entertain the same people every night.
I think Cornette is a really, really smart guy, and he knows what he's doing. That's all I'm going to say. Do I really think that he thinks Kenny Omega is the shit? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think this is what people pay to listen to. They like hearing him, right? That's why I pay for, I buy those shoot interviews when he does it with Sean Oliver. I buy those kayfabe commentary stuff when Cornette's on because I want to hear him lose his shit. I want to see him lose his mind. I love it.
I got it. The Kevin Dunn
Bucky
rant.
The other one he did was talk about the fight between Sean and Brett in the locker room when Brett took out a big chunk of Sean's hair and Sean came into Vince's office and said this is an unsafe environment and slammed his own hair on Vince's desk and Cornette took it, put it in a bag and kept it at home. He still has the hair.
Oh, my God.
Sean's hair. He said it's at his ex-wife's house.
Buffalo Bill story.
I know. I love those stories, man. Listen, the guy's a great mind for wrestling. He's old school. He may have been the very different wrestling world. He doesn't like half the shit that he sees, but I think he generally understands. He's a guy that likes comic books. So he has to understand what's going on, you know?
Right.
He gets it. So are you going to be around for the post show? Because we're going to wrap it up because I got people coming up soon.
If I'm up. I'm an old man, dude.
If you're up.
I can't be like you young guys. I have to try to get some sleep.
Yeah, I know. If you're up. Derek, thank you for calling, man.
Hey, oversellpodcast.com. Oversellpodcast.com. Oversellpodcast.com.
Thank you. Oversellpodcast.com. Guys, I'm going to go get ready because I got people coming. I got to get the drinks ready. I got to order some food. I got to do a lot of stuff. Go to our website, gfknetwork.com. This was our pre-show. Just a touch on this. Did you have fun, Coco? Did you enjoy this?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Guys, gfknetwork.com, Matt Men Podcast, where everywhere podcasts are available. You can subscribe. You can download. We're on iTunes. We're on YouTube. We're everywhere. Everywhere, I tell you. And that's it for today. We'll see you all back for Matt Men After Dark. And I guarantee you, I will be wearing tights. And I will have a sleeveless shirt. You're going to enjoy it. Good night, everybody.